I waited so late tonight that M11 turned into quite a little challenge. The light dome I have to the southwest is completely obscuring, or almost completely obscuring, all but the very far left three stars of Sagittarius. Everything else is, even though it's still above the trees, is completely invisible. So once you move up to Scutum, you start to get out of the light dome a little bit, but you really can't see anything. As a matter of fact, visually, I can't hardly see Scutum at all. The top star is completely invisible. What I did, so since I couldn't see that, is if you look up on a star chart and you go up and to the left of the top star in Scutum, which is Scutum Beta, I believe, what you find is a little asterism, looks like a hook. If you follow that hook down, the hook ends pretty much in that star. So I follow the hook around, and then just under the hook, right before it hits Scutum, is M11. Now, M11 is very interesting in the eyepiece. I have shot M11, and when you shoot M11, what you get is this beautiful large cluster. It is an open cluster, but it's just very beautiful, very colorful, and very expansive. And the eyepiece of a scope, 24mm eyepiece, if you didn't stop and pay attention, what you'd see is a globular cluster. But M11 is not a globular cluster. So you look a little closer and you notice that what you saw at first glance as one central region of almost nebulosity because of the tightly packed stars is indeed a whole bunch of individual stars. And if you stop and actually concentrate and look, now, unlike a lot of targets this evening, this one does not respond well to really moving the image around. You can get a little bit of definition doing that, but it doesn't respond real well. And averted vision doesn't seem to do a whole lot. But actually concentrating on the target, you start to make out that there are individual stars, and it just draws you in. Now, in this frame, I've got a couple of bright stars to the left, smattering of stars all around the place. What you notice in the cluster is it's actually more or less in two pieces divided down the center. The left side is much bigger and seems to have a central bright star. The right side has several stars in a row, which are moving up and down, and it looks like either two or three stars. I can't quite tell. So I'm going to switch to a higher magnification eyepiece real quick. See what that does. I'm going to go from the 24 to the 13, and that absolutely changes things. I've got a lot of light pollution over there, and it's very early in the morning, so the visibility isn't that great in this area, but with a 13mm eyepiece, you absolutely can tell that this is a ton of individual stars, and they're nowhere near packed as tightly as a globular cluster. This is a fantastic visual object.